I first became really conscious that this wisdom was available to me in a session of hypnosis back in 1991, when the hypnotherapist, who was also and remains a friend, got the notion to ask if there was any awareness or consciousness specifically who wanted to speak through me while I was in it, while Steve was in his trance, this hypnotic trance. And this energy came through pretty much immediately. We have all this stuff on tape. I mean, we have a couple of dozen tapes maybe of some of these early years. So this energy began speaking and can talk and answer questions and all that kind of stuff and has a perspective and just about anything. So I came out of that trance and she played the tape back for me and I was dumbfounded, to say the least, and not a little bit scared. And I then spent a lot of time, you know, I'd go play with this energy. I'd learned how to hypnotize myself. We had people come through and talk to this energy and so on and so forth. And that's where the genesis of the writing came from. And I began to look at the whole idea of non-dual consciousness as opposed to duality. And gradually, over these last 17 years now, became aware that what I had been saying was this channeled energy. People have such a strong reaction to that word, or this higher self, or this other, was really, in fact, the energy of who I really am, and that there is no separation. They're just, when we're raised with the stories most of us are raised with, we have systematically beaten out of us, either metaphorically or physically or both, any idea of our own innate divinity. That it's somehow you got to get it through Jesus, or you got to get it through, you know, Allah, or you got to get it through somebody. But, you know, you are a worthless piece of crap, excuse my French. By yourself, you have to have an intercessory of some kind. And what I've come to realize by, and the subtitle, Awakening to the God Within, not awakening to God, but awakening to the God within that beats all of our hearts, is in fact the highest form of worship, because that's stepping into the truth of who we really are, which is God in form.